It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anthony, good morning to you. Wow, what a loss. Warriors have now lost two of their last three. And all of a sudden, 24 hours ago, it was this great scenario, right? You were a playoff team, Preyna Pajemski. Wow, is he the best three-point shooter in the league? Well, he's playing like it. He has a stinker yesterday, though. The young guys don't really show up. The old guys made mistakes. And all of a sudden, you're the seventh seed in the West. I just threw a whole poo-poo platter at you, Anthony. But I say all that to say good morning to you. And your overall takeaway from last night's loss was what?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I think I'm on now. It was horrible. Loss. Potentially, as you mentioned, like kind of cataclysmic from a, I guess, ramification standpoint if things go really poorly. But generally, like Memphis is going to lose one of their next three, I think. So... You know, you win the next two, you're the six, you're probably playing the Lakers. Even if you don't, you're in the 7-8, which would, you know, you would blame this loss on being in the 7-8. You just win the 7-8, and then you play the Rockets in the first round, and nobody's talking about Harrison Barnes' shot. I mean, there's a chance this loss really doesn't matter that much, But obviously, like, if things go really poorly in the next week, you'd probably blame this night.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can go back and I'm going to be picking apart a lot of different losses and just effort levels in general at different points in the last 2 months. 4 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think it was the 4:35 mark. They subbed in Moody, Steph, Butler, Pods, and Dre. That was the lineup, essentially, with Draymond coming in, Pods coming in. And they were exchanging baskets and turnovers with the Spurs back and forth. What was with the execution? I mean, I've got so many things. I mean, to turn up, Curry missed three, Butler stripped, Draymond Curry combined for a turnover on a possession. The Draymond awful turnover, forcing it to Steph Curry. And then the Curry inbound pass off a timeout. There's so many little plays by the big three that were so frustrating. But mixed in there, you know, Steph hit a crazy layup. Jimmy Butler hit some free throws. Draymond Green made a defensive stop. Is it too much to say, like, just the top dogs didn't execute?
Yeah, which, by the way, it's been kind of calm in the last few years, right? They've had some really bad late game situations. I think Jimmy's arrival has stabilized them in crunch time for various reasons. The free throws, his lack of turnovers generally, his low turnover rate, his defensive acumen typically, I would say they are a better crunch time team now than they were prior to the trade. Mm. But they still have, like, Steph is liable to, you know, whip a pass he shouldn't with 30 seconds on the clock. And Draymond's liable to, you know, make a mistake at times. I mean, how many times over the last 2 years? I mean, name some of the late game issues they've had over the last 2 years, including, by the way, I was reminded last night because Harrison Barnes hit that three. You guys remember the game four against the Kings?
He should have hit it. Yep. Same spot almost.
Yeah, well, remember what happened prior to that?
What happened right before?
Steph Curry called a timeout they didn't have.
That's right.
Pulled a Chris Webber.
It was that game.
That's right.
That had a chance to be. Like, if Harrison Barnes hits that three to go up 3-1, that is like a legendary late game issue. Yeah,
that's a great point.
I mean, this team does this sometimes. It's kind of like the give and take of your best players.
Yeah. Obviously, Pods, he had a rough game. Like, I thought defensively, specifically in the second quarter, it was really bad. He had a rough game. I'll put him to the side. He's been excellent for quite some time. The last 11 games prior, he was just on fire. Moses Moody, the last 13 games, there's a dip in production, and specifically from shooting beyond the arc. He's shooting under 30% from beyond the arc. He is still moving without the ball. I feel like him and Jimmy, when Jimmy starts backing down guys, there's a connection there. His defense has been okay, but what's going on with the three-ball shot right now? It's just not falling for him, and if he's going to be a part of these lineups, they need him to start hitting.
Yeah, he's cold at a bad time, but, you know, the worst time to be cold is the playoffs, right? And, like, you know, it's kind of the modern NBA. Oftentimes that dictates if you move on or if you don't. I covered the Mavericks-Thunder series last year. I think the stars all played pretty well in that series. Derrick Jones Jr., P.J. Washington hit shots. Lou Dort didn't hit shots. Aaron Wiggins didn't hit shots. Cason Wallace didn't hit shots. Thunder lost that series. They're probably facing the same type of scenario this year. They need their others to hit shots. The Lakers are going to need Rui Hachimura to hit shots. They're going to need Dorian Finney-Smith to hit shots. Well, this is the Warriors' version of that. They need Pajemski and Moses Moody to hit threes. If they go 6-22 combined last night, the offense is worse, because we just know modern defenses are going to funnel the basketball to them. They're going to have to give up Moses Moody threes and Pajemski threes, and their percentages on it cumulatively, you know, very likely could dictate whether they move on to the next round or not. Move on, can get through the play-in, whatever, however you want to say it. But, you know, I don't have some diagnosis, some shot doctor diagnosis on, you know, why Moody's been struggling lately. I just know that they need him not to miss shots in the playoffs.
Well, and then I guess that brings me to Quentin Post. What's going on with his health status? Because, boy, I feel like they miss his stretch shooting, specifically in the start of second and fourth quarters with the Butler-Draymond combo out there. It feels like they just need a stretch shooter out there.
Yeah, because that's non-Curry minutes, and, like, you know, their spacing, they have a cheat code spacing-wise, right, with Steph on the floor. It allows them to play some of these, like, non-shooting units around him. But when he's off the floor, if you then still are going to non-shooting units in 2025, you're in trouble. I agree with you. That was a problem last night, minus 16 in the Curry minutes. As far as your post update, he was on the bench last night. He's been sick recently. I think they just wanted to give him an extra day. I'd expect him to play Friday in Portland.
They need him. On Gary Payton, on that knee inflammation, nothing to see here, concern?
I mean, nothing to see in the sense of, like, they're not saying or acting like it's anything long-term. But, you know, it's like he plays as a kind of a, you know, kind of Tasmanian devil style, right? I mean, like, it's what makes him great. It's what makes him such a defensive ace in these small spurts. But it's a little tough on the body. He's on the wrong, you know, he's past 30 years old now. So I think some of it is just like maintenance, trying to make sure they preserve Gary Payton for the games that matter. But, you know, he tends to get beat up because he's flying around the court, you know, to such a degree.
Talking to Anthony Slater, Warriors insider for The Athletic, on our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider here, courtesy of the River Islands guest lines, the morning roast with Spadoni and Chasky. And Anthony, that loss yesterday is concerning to me on a couple different levels. I hear you when you say, hey, if you went out, you know, Grizzlies going 3-0, it's a tall task.
Clippers scare me.
But you said it too, like, hey, 7-8, yeah, it sucks in the grand scheme of things, but you win one game, you're playing the Rockets, you're not hating that matchup. I hear you on that. But I go back to yesterday's game and the blueprint here, and you could give me some rope. Like 37 minutes for Steph, 38 minutes for Jimmy Butler, 33 for Draymond Green. Like, are we not looking enough into the fatigue factor, that being the ultimate decider if this team could really win 1, 2, 3, or hell, 4 series? Is that really what it's going to be? I hear you on Pods, Moody, and Kuminga. But the old guys and their legs, you know, staying together. I think that was what I was watching yesterday. It's like, man, Spurs just look fresh, the tenacious, both teams on the back end of a back-to-back. Like, is that going to be the deciding factor? Is it the age with these big three?
Yeah, I mean, probably. But, you know, the playoffs tend to, well, first of all, your games are spaced out. You'll never play a back-to-back.
Correct.
In the playoffs.
That was the last one. That was the last back-to-back. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You might get this week off. That was why it was so key. That's why, you know, avoiding the play-in, that's one of the many reasons you want to avoid the play-in, is getting the week off to refresh the legs up. If you can, you know, the thing they don't want to do in the playoffs, and this is looking way ahead of ourselves here, but, like, you know, go through long, like, 7-game series leading into another 7-game series, right? Get stuff done quickly. That's what tends to keep older teams fresher. If you can get 4 or 5 days off between series, the first round is going to be spaced out, especially because the Warriors are such a TV team that they're probably going to want to put Game 1 and Game 4 on, you know, ABC Saturday night and then the next Sunday, you know, afternoon, whatever. So I think that's less of an issue in the playoffs. But sure. I mean, like, we've seen it even when they were fresher and younger at the end of the 73 win season, when they were all, like, really in the middle of their primes, like, fatigue was a factor. So yeah, the older they get, the more minutes they have to play, you know, the thinner their bench looks, then yeah, that's going to be an issue.
How does this play out? I mean, they're just like,
boy,
I mean, seriously, like, obviously you can lose to anyone, you know, Sunday against the Clippers. I mean, this team's on a roll. I have not watched the Clippers, though. All I'm
Odyssey
doing is box
basketball,
score watching.
Anthony, 6 in a row for the Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, and Norman Powell Clippers. Well,
a team that's owned the Warriors.
Yeah, it's been a pretty soft schedule, but I will say, like, Kawhi's looked really good. Harden's had a quietly great, like, potentially all-NBA, like, third-teams type season. Zubac, very underrated. Huge. Probably one of the most underrated players.
Warriors killer, too.
Yeah, Norm Powell was making, like, an all-star bid early in the season. He's kind of he's cooled off somewhat because with Kawhi back, he just doesn't have as big a role. But they're good. They're really well coached, right? It's a Ty Lue team. You know he's going to have a good defensive game plan against Steph. Zubac really walls off the rim. You know, he's not Anthony Davis, but he kind of provides that, you know, issue for the Warriors down low. So it is a bad matchup for them. The one thing I will say, like, what happens over the next few days could really dictate a lot of things in the West, including the Clippers' motivation level on Sunday. I believe if the Clippers beat the Kings Friday, they don't like they're a top 6 seed, and they may want to manipulate their seedings. They may not want to win. They may want to get their guys rest. I mean, I don't know how motivated they'll be to play Sunday. So whatever happens over the next 3 games all across the country, I think will decide how much Sunday matters to both teams. So we just don't know that answer yet.
Anthony, you know, it's so funny, like, the reaction from people, when it comes to certain players, you know, like, Guy Santos had a bad game yesterday. I thought he couldn't guard anyone. But I like Guy, but he's a 9th man or a 10th man. The guy who's the polarizing one, not TJD, who got dusted off and has, actually been okay in his small stints. It's John the Kuminga. And I thought yesterday J.K. was good. He had a couple of plays where he went to the lane and got stripped. But I thought overall he made a couple of really nice pocket passes, one to Gee, one to Looney. Both guys got a finish in the lane. I thought he had a really nice dunk. Why is he so freaking controversial to the fan base after games where it feels like he played like 2 minutes in the fourth quarter? I don't know why their takeaway is Jonathan Kuminga sucks or Jonathan Kuminga needs to play more or whatever. Why is he so polarizing? It's kind of baffling to me.
Yeah, lottery pick, high-level talent, wants a big contract. To me, seems like the pivot point of the summer and the future and figuring out what you do or don't have. There's been moments and long stretches where he's looked like a potential, future real centerpiece. There's been times where, his issues, particularly fitting into the Warrior style, has made it look like, man, will it ever work here? I get it, right? Like, his future is a lot more significant than Gui Santos's future. Gui Santos is on a minimum deal, non-guaranteed. Same with, like, Quentin Post or some of the other guys. Like, it's part of why I think they need to figure out what they do or don't have in Jonathan Kuminga. 18 minutes feels light once again, but it just seems like Steve Kerr in these certain lineups isn't seeming to trust him. I will say I get the fit issues, right? Like him, Butler, and Draymond. The metrics will tell you those lineups haven't been good, and we all know just like the way defense is played and sag off, the spacing issues. I don't know. I feel like I have to repeat myself, not just to you guys, but on every single thing I do. I just think Kuminga lifts their ceiling. I think if they really, truly want to contend, they need to find a way to better maximize the higher level talent they have on the roster, and he's the higher level talent. We saw it in the Lakers game. We've seen it in Houston games. I thought he should have 19 minutes against a Houston team that he's historically played well against, particularly how his athleticism plays up against them. Just surprised he didn't play that much. But again, like, Steve Kerr has a specific way he's trying to win, and Kuminga, he is certainly, we know, not a perfect fit into their style. And I just think with the way they've been winning with Jimmy Butler, Steve's kind of, and so not gone away from Kuminga because he's still, he's still the seventh, eighth man, but we'll see. I mean, like, the other thing is, like, the playoffs tend to, like, Moses Moody has entered the last several playoffs out of the rotation, and by the end of the series, they've thought, he needs to get in those series. I think there's a very decent chance maybe Kuminga is still 18 minutes in game one of a series against the Rockets, but if they're down 2-1 and Kuminga's played well in his minutes, he could be at 30 minutes by the end of that series or not. Like, to me, the playoffs and the matchups will show a lot. But again, to answer your bigger picture question, like, he's a really important part of the future, and they need to decide on him this summer. That's why I think it matters so much.
Talking with Anthony Slater here on the River Islands guest line, Spadoni and Shasky, reacting to a 114-111 Spurs win over the Golden State Warriors. Two more games to go in this regular season, and will they be a play-in or a playoff team? Well, right now, if the season ended, they would be a play-in team. Need to win out and hope that the Grizzlies lose one of their next three games. Will that happen tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves? So how does this shake out, Anthony? The ideal scenario for Anthony Slater, if he was, looking at his crystal ball, the ideal scenario for the Warriors, the matchups, the win, whatever, for you, what do you think the Warriors should want in these next couple days and how things could shake out this time before we talk to you next week, how things should look for them heading into this final stretch, the ideal scenario?
Yeah. I mean, I think they just need to win their final two. And then, we could debate whether would you rather have the Lakers in a 3-6, which didn't look like a horrible matchup for them last time we saw them win in crypto, but they could still, there's an outside chance they could get four if like the other teams around them like lose over the next few days and they go 2-0. And then, do you want, like, the Nuggets in a 4-5? Do you want the Clippers in a 4-5? I don't know that that's better than the Lakers. But to me, ideal scenario is just avoid the play-in, obviously. What would I like? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I want the media circus of a Lakers-Warriors first-round series, but that's just selfishly. Like, I don't know that I want to cover that right away in the first round.
Come on, Slates. You're built for this. Come on.
Give me some play-in action. I'll go to the Kings 9-10 play-in, and then I'll go to the Warriors Wolves 7-8 play-in, Northern California. It'll be the California Classic like every year, the play-in. And then if they win that, I kind of wouldn't mind seeing, like, Warriors-Rockets seems kind of like a fun series to me.
Can I sell you real quick, Anthony? Can I sell you on the Warriors being a play-in team, losing to the T-Wolves, and then hosting Klay Thompson and Anthony Davis at Shea Center for a chance to play the Thunder? What about that? That's kind of sexy, right?
That is very interesting. That would be quite a Friday night in Shea Center. And honestly, even if it was the Kings, that would be something, right? Again, another Kings-Warriors elimination game. And then, like you said, winner, you know, 36 hours later has to go into Oklahoma City for game one. That would, like you said, that would be dramatic. That would be fun to write about and talk about. I don't know that that is what the Warriors should want to do, though.
Definitely don't want to do that. Hey, Anthony, good stuff, man. We really appreciate your time. We know you're very busy. And just get ready for that Lakers-Warriors first-round series. I think that's what's going to happen, and we'll wait and see, and we'll talk to you next week about it. Thanks, man.
All right, fellas.
There he goes. That's Anthony Slater, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line Warriors Insider.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.